This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 604 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Baffin Way now and check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz. Hey, Rihanna, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, just rolling.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm sitting here at the boat dock, sitting in my truck watching the weekenders put in. It's always interesting watching the weekend crowd here at the boat ramps. I oftentimes want to lend out a helping hand, but better to just stay out of the way.
Sometimes it's better just to stay out of the way.
Yeah.
I've had some bad experiences trying to help out, so I'll just stay out of people's way. They got their own way of doing things.
Of course. Yep. I tell you, it's been an interesting week here in Baffin. I don't know about up yonder, but we've had some weird wind this week with these storms. Apparently there was, I guess it was some kind of frontal system that was pushing down from way up north. And
right.
I don't think it kind of stalled and pushed some of those storms further down here, which right. was nice. It brought us some rain, a little bit of rain, not much, but a little bit to get us going in the right direction. We were getting pretty dry this time of year.
Y'all were burned up, man.
We were. Yeah, we were. So my plants and my grass has been pretty thankful for the little bit of rain that we've gotten.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's been a couple of storms that passed over Baffin, too, which was really nice. Fished a couple days this last week, which was pretty interesting. Typically, coming into the new moon, we see an evening bite, like a late evening bite from about 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And one of the days that I went out in the afternoon was when the wind was blowing. It was blowing straight out of the east at first. And I thought, man, this is different. This is a different type of wind. It felt different. It looked different. It was real clear. You could tell it was a real crisp wind. You could see for miles and miles. We were trying to sight cast to some redfish. I thought, man, it's so beautiful. It was a clear day. But when we got out there, as the day proceeded, it was hard to see with the glare, the way the wind was blowing, the way the sun was angled. So I thought, man, it's just how it goes sometimes. So the wind started shifting from the east to the east northeast, and at one point it was almost straight due north. And I thought, man, this is real weird for this time of year. We hardly experience north winds, east northeast winds this, you know, mid August, late August. So it just,
yeah, that's more like the fall behind the front type of setup, you know.
Yeah. That's how it felt. It felt like we should be getting ready to go dove hunt afterwards or something, you
right.
know, late in the season. It was real weird. And this time of year, you can start to feel autumn closing in.
Some days are getting shorter, little by
little. They are. Yes, they are. Yeah, you can start to feel it in the air and see it in the atmosphere. And, of course, kids are going back to school. And, you know, it's just, it's got that vibe to it. That day, that evening that we fished, it was tough. It was a tough day. Got on some trout later in the evening, fished a windward shoreline, you know, with that northeast wind. There's a shoreline that I like to fish, that becomes windward, and there's some rocks that are a little bit further out, and I feel like it could push up some of that bait from a little bit further out, up onto this grass and grass line into that shore. And so we went over there, and there was just a plethora of shad and finger mullet. And I thought, gosh, there's got to be something here. We hooked up on some good trout, slot trout, you know, nothing
yeah.
oversized, just good slot trout. They were slicking up hardcore. I've never seen so many slicks pop up in one singular area.
Yeah.
It was real neat to see, you know, everything that they need is there. You know, that water a little bit out deeper, I feel like when it's pushed from outwards inwards, it's a little bit deeper, it gets a little bit more of that cooler water pushed up shallow, because that's shallow, it's pretty warm. On that day, it was a little bit cool. The air temperature was a little bit cooler. That wind kept it a little bit cooler. But when we get these really still days, mid-morning, afternoon, up shallow, it's every bit of 96 degrees. I guarantee you it's every bit of 96, and it's brutal, brutal. But I tell you what, one thing, and I know I mentioned this last week, we're seeing a lot of shad in here in Baffin. And on that evening, saw a couple of menhaden. Here and there, floating up. So also starting to see that trend. Saw a couple of mullet too, so I don't know. I don't know what the mullet deal was about. Did see a couple of those way up shallow in some float areas where there was a lot of floating grass. I don't know if maybe a prop got it or whatnot, but I did see, and I have seen a couple of floating trout here and there. So I think just comes with these current conditions, this time of year, it's real hot. You know, some of these trout, they get foul hooked, or they swallowed it a little bit too much, and they get hooked in their gills, and they don't.
Oh, I had a couple of floaters the other day that weren't even hooked deep or anything. They weren't even harmed. They were like 17, 18-inch fish and threw back, and they just floated. I mean,
it's interesting how some – yeah, it is. And it's interesting how, you know, sometimes they can just bleed out a certain amount, and that's all it takes, and they're done. Yesterday, we hooked into some really good trout, one that was about 5.5, the other one was about 6. The one that I caught, it was on a plastic, and she didn't hit it real hard at first. It was just like a subtle little bite. I couldn't tell if it was a big trout or a small trout, because I was on some small ones right before that, just a bunch of little 14 inchers, and they were barely biting it. And sure enough, this bigger trout, she barely bites it, and when I set the hook, she was heavy. And it just hooked her right in the gill. She started bleeding, so I didn't mess with any kind of pictures or media for her. I just let her loose. Man, this is bleeding. I want her to take off and get back to doing her thing, because when you see that amount of blood coming out, it doesn't look like much to us, but it's a lot for them. And so I tell you what, we're seeing a lot of shrimp too jumping in a lot of these areas, and a lot of redfish. Redfish are schooling up big time right now. Our redfish bite has been great, you know, and if that can save a day when the trout bite's a little bit slow. You get on those redfish in the mid morning to late afternoon, and it can save a day when that trout bite's just not cooperating. But this week has been pretty steady as far as the trout bite. It's a good slot trout bite. Yesterday, I caught one that had it looked like a croaker. I took a video of it when I flayed it. So it was a probably 17-inch trout, and flayed it for my clients. And I said, man, I'm gonna cut open the belly and see what that is. That's inside her belly, because she was full to the brim,
right.
And it looked like a croaker, and it had to have been about 5.5 to 6 inches long. And so I told my clients, I said, so look, you know, that goes to show you that these slot trout are going to eat 6-inch baits this time of year. Think about what these bigger mom trout are going to eat. You know, I mean, sometimes we get real picky about what size bait we should throw this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Should we throw a smaller profile? And, you know, the trend's been smaller. That's the trend, but that doesn't mean that they won't go for those bigger baits. You know, sometimes when they want to gorge themselves, they will. And sometimes I like to throw those bigger baits in the morning, first thing in the morning, when it just seems like it's fresh to them. You know, sun comes up, get a bigger profile, something with a little, you know, sparkle
in it. Yeah,
when they're
really kind of hunting early in the morning, maybe to get a mullet or
right.
something like that. And then later in the day, you downsize for a snack for
them. Absolutely.
Some kibbles.
Some little kibbles for them, a little nibble. It's funny, this time of month, you know, we have that early morning bite, and then it gets a little bit slow mid-morning, then late before noon, you get into another little bite, and that, at least for the bigger trout, you know, you'll catch a good one sometime early off in the morning. Mid-morning, you just kind of scrounge around, get onto some good slot trout, and later around noon, you know, you can almost bet that there's an opportunity for a big bite. And so usually later in that afternoon is when I'll downsize to like a little John, or a 4 to 5 inch bait. In the mornings, I'll like to throw something a little bit heavier, something a little bit bigger. I love to throw double D's in the morning. And so they've been coming up on the upper column. Matter of fact, we've been on a good topwater bite. Yesterday, they were slamming topwater. Redfish are slamming topwater, too, which is pretty fun because we always
August
hope that it's...
August is a good topwater month, man. I mean, it is up here, too. It's always... Yeah. I think these fish swim around higher in the water column due to oxygen content, and topwater's a good choice this time of year.
I believe so. It's the evidence shows that it's been a trend, upwards trend towards topwaters, and of course here, the water clarity has been it's been chalky, still somewhat clear. It's got that emerald green, beautiful trout green color to it. That's it. And so we've been throwing, of course, you know, I love that black Night Stalker, She Dog and the She Pup. I was doing She Pup yesterday and I caught one that was about 5 pounds. She came up and just slammed it. I mean, fully committed. And this was later in the day too. So, you know, like you said, them kind of swimming up on the upper column seems like they're doing that later in the morning, despite the warmer water temperatures.
You can get a good midday bite going with topwaters this time of year if you're in the right, you know, it's got to be the right setup. But I'm out of time, and I know you got to go too. You got a trip this morning, so hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish baffin with you or do some dove hunting, I know you do dove hunts too, so give them a number so they can reach you.
Sure thing. Well, I've got two sunflower fields available for dove hunting, so if y'all want to come down and do a cast and blast or make a wait or just go shoot some dove, give me a call. My number is 361-296-5400.
Well, they'll enjoy it. You're fun to hang out with. Well, you have a good trip. Catch them up.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks,
Rihanna. See you later.
See you now.
Uh-huh.
Later. Bye-bye. All right, that's Rihanna De La Cruz down in Baffin. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And when you're by the store, check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store with a full menu. A pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, along with hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And while you're by the store, check out their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks, and their wild game processing facility. They're open year-round, so if you got any meat to take in, drop it off. They'll process it for you. And check out their new sausage recipe. It's really good. You got to try it. The Belleville's been celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:22 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Matagorda and check in with Bink Grimes this morning. Good morning, Bink.
Good morning.
What's going on? I'm a little early for you this morning. Royce didn't pick up, so I said, well, we'll just spend a little time with a Binkster man, check his pulse, and get some valuable knowledge.
Valuable knowledge.
That's it. What's going on?
Had a pretty big week and just kind of kicking back today. Yep. Hoping it rains a little bit, man. I mean, everybody thinks we've been getting rain, but we haven't been. I mean, we've been dodging storms, but we haven't had any rain down in Matagorda. I mean,
I know, man. It's just, it's very selective.
It is. Now, I got rained on Tuesday, but I was out in the Gulf, but it was, I'm telling you some of the fiercest looking storms are just, you know, a few miles offshore, and you think they're going to come in, and they just didn't all week. And that's what I told. We had been, you know, multi-boats out yesterday, and I told them, I said, look, I know these storms have done it all week and they haven't come in. I said, but don't let your guard down, because any kind of little shift in the barometer or the wind, and those suckers are on us, and man, we're hung out to dry. So, you know, we got ready yesterday morning and left the lodge, and our plan was, hey, we're going to go to the surf and go right into the teeth of it. But if it comes on us, you know, we'll just come back up the river and hide in one of the houses, you know, and just take shelter. But it never did. I mean, it never did. And
it's weird how they'll build up and you think, man, we're going to get slammed by this one. And they rag apart and break down as quick as they built up. It's weird, man.
It is. I got caught one Tuesday that probably, I hadn't been one that bad in a long time.
It happens.
It does. We look, and I didn't have a charter. I was off. And me and Glenn Ging, we went out chasing tarpon and went and made a through topwaters in the surf early. And caught them really, really good, and then went and chased tarpon. Well, we you know, ran up and down the beach from our jetty to their jetty, didn't see a whole lot, and then ended up down at the jetty in Port O'Connor, just drifting down there, and one was coming in and kind of from the west, and it was nasty. And we said, well, shoot, we can beat that back to Matagorda. We got to get, we're ahead of it. Well, so we did, and rolled down the beach, and about 10 miles from Matagorda, one came from the north, and they just collided. We were in a crossfire, buddy. And I'm telling you, it was bad. It was, you couldn't see, you couldn't, and just electricity everywhere. We looked at each other and said, man, we're supposed to be getting a whole lot smarter at our age than that, you know. But it was just one of those deals. I mean, it was, it just happened. You know, weather just happens sometimes, and it did. We got all these forecasts and all these Doppler radars and all this, but man, there's another factor out there. You got to really look at it, man. It was pretty scary.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of old. I'm kind of been a tough week as far as that weather, just watching it. So I've been kind of on point pretty much. I do not want that to happen with clients in the boat. It was pretty bad. pretty bad. But it was, we got out in the Gulf yesterday again and spent the morning out there. Just beautiful. Not much of a bite. Through top water, caught four or five on top waters, and then I had guys throwing worms and caught two or three keepers maybe, but yeah. a lot of 14 inch, just tons of 14 inch fish, and I just stayed out there and just moved up and down that beach 13-14 miles up and down that beach, just hitting guts, and man, all the fish were in the guts, but you kept thinking, then you'd get a good one on, you think, okay, well, here are the good ones, and then they'd all turn to 14 inches, so we stayed out there and just did that, and it was just, it's just pretty and beautiful out there, and we had that, it was probably 80 something degrees, so you had that, all those storms were out there, and so everything was, it was just cool out there. And a north wind was blowing so daggum hard early that morning. It made it tough to cast, to the bank. But and we were on the kind of the top side of the tide, so those fish were right on top of the sand. But we had some pretty good ones. But we kind of knew that was gonna, when you're throwing lures, man, on the fourth or fifth day when that thing is so Caribbean like,
oh yeah,
clear, it's a tough bite. And we knew that.
That clear water hurts you. It does.
I think some of the live baiters got them. I think, it's not like it was just, every cast like it was, but it, there's a lot of fish out there. It's pretty telling. There are a lot of fish out there, but there were a lot of little ones yesterday. So, but they did eat a topwater. They ate a topwater a whole lot better Tuesday and Wednesday out there. But like I said, just man, when it's clear like that, it gets tougher and tougher.
Yeah. So,
but we did get back in the bay this week and in midweek and caught them too. So. We got more water back in the bay too now. Tide, with all that low pressure out in the Gulf, tide to come up, so it's pushed some fish back in the bay. We needed it, and we did some drifting, and there's been a little bird action popping up with all the clear, with all the calm, wind and stuff. We got a lot of shrimp in the bay too, and little flurries. It's not like, it's not like fall bird action, but one here, one there, and you kind of see them, and sometimes they're laughing gulls and sometimes they're terns, but they pop up and they'll have fish underneath them. So, but it's been all right. So,
well, cool. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, Bink. Hang with me.
Okay.
All right, buddy. All right. Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croakers, located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. They're right there at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, plus their regulators and diffusers, and they refill your bottles right there at the store. For more information, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. I mean, if you're looking for quality shrimp for the table, nothing beats the quality of Boyd's One Stop. And their Cajun Grill next door, they put out some really good food there at great prices. And check out their food trailer over in Santa Fe. It's really good, too. 409-945-4001, or check them out at BoydsOneStop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, final segment. It's 6:35. All right, Bink, we are back, man.
Yeah, man, a few teal starting to show up.
Yeah, you were telling me last week you saw a few.
Yeah, I saw more this week, too. So, cool. It looks like they're showing up that north wind. Got that moon coming. I think we'll have another little burst of them with that big moon coming.
Yeah, we're on
coming,
a new moon so. Right now, so we'll be coming up on the full moon when it opens. When is teal season open?
I think the 20th.
Okay, so think, you'll get a push on the full moon before that then. That'd
right,
be good.
Right. Yeah, that'll be a whole lot better opening, on the full moon.
Right.
I mean, you can still shoot them, but you guys got to really, they're kind of like fishing on a moon, man. You got to really watch that moon when it falls and when it's on. It really affects the flight. I mean, I've seen it so many times. And if you fish, fish and hunt, you see, and deer hunt, you see, you just know how important it is. And especially when it's so daggum bright like that. But I've been on so many duck hunts when I think I've said it before, man, where you're just sitting on just piles and piles of birds that, I mean, the pond's black when you go to scout it, with birds and you come back the next day and you're just sitting there kind of staring at barren skies, and go, man, what is going on? And the moon drops or gets in, here they come, I've seen it so many daggum times. It's just sometimes they, a lot of times they fly on that sucker. So Yeah. Same thing. And you just, you know, the deer appear out of nowhere, you know. Same deal. And we watch it too when we're going to the marsh in the morning at 4 a.m, you know, where you see where that moon is, and those farm to market roads that I travel, man, are just covered with deer. And when that moon's above you, or if it's on the horizon, you know, or you just go, you know, man, you got to watch it. Cause I mean, they are right next to the road. And, you know, mm-hmm. You do not want to hit one.
No.
I don't know how I haven't in all these years, but I haven't. So,
well, I've come
a lot of other guys have. It's just, you just got to watch it. But that's, I mean, we live in the country, you know, that's part of it. That we like living in the country. So,
yes, we do. I used
a few
to
more
live
white
in the country, but I don't anymore.
Yeah, I know you did.
Man,
yeah, it's kind of growing up out there in Chambers County.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
John City Beach Road, yeah, it used to be. I mean, you might see a car. You know? Now they're just.
Oh, boy.
Now they're just up and down that joker, aren't they?
I can sit out on the patio and just wave when they go by, man. Look at all these. You used to know everybody. Not anymore, man.
Mm-hmm. Few more white wings showing up too. Same thing. We're gonna we'll open up in El Campo, and we're
is
just going up one day.
Dove hunts up around yeah. El Campo.
Yeah, kind of right behind Proshik's smokehouse there. There in Hilgi, we've got right. Same property I've hunted for years. He landowner plants sunflowers, and he's got a corn crop there, and so it's just it's pretty daggum good. It's the same people that I've hunted forever. They hunt about 25 guys there, and a lot of room. You know, we don't crowd them, and they know what's going on. They show up, and they know where they want to go in that field every year. Same spot. I try to put them out
with my
buggy. Yeah, they already beat me there. You know,
right.
Trying to get the spot, but yeah, the sunflower crop is really really good. We got them and usually get them in the ground sometime around Memorial Day. And man, when you get, if that that moisture's in the ground, which it is, it's been raining the whole time in El Campo in that Wharton County, man, they just took off, and they are some big old heads of sunflowers, and those dove just get on top of them and just eat and move. And they move back and forth. They'll come from they roost in town in all those, scrub brush trees, those oak trees that are in town, roost all in the neighborhoods and come out to the fields, and then they'll leave at lunch, and then they'll come back in the afternoon, mm-hmm. make two flights, stay there. But so our white wing opened up the 5th. Central zone and north zone open up the 1st, which, you know, morning dove and all that. And then, but us, we're in a special white wing, so you can only hunt in the afternoon. It starts September 5th, and it's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and it closes, and it opens back up the next weekend. And but it's only from noon to sundown.
Right, afternoon deal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 15, you shoot
basically
15.
Basically the same way South Texas is.
Sure, sure. 15 doves, only two of which can be morning dove, and there'll be some morning dove through there, so I've got to give that speech every year. Look, man. These morning dove fly a little different. They fly a little lower than these white wings, you know. Separate don't pile all your birds, and don't commingle birds with other people's birds. We got to keep them separated. Keep your, you know, don't put a, you know, make sure you know what you're doing here. Don't kill more than two morning dove, you know, the whole deal. So
I just got a text from a listener. I didn't know this. We get three pintails during regular season.
Three pintails, man.
Man,
three pintails
up on them or something. Golly.
And you know, I tell this story about Fitzgerald Ranch, you know, and I tell this story.
Yeah.
1997 was the last time we could kill, shoot three pintails. And
wow.
I remember that old number 66 blind, and I probably said it on the air before.
Yeah, that 66 was right next to the Mickey Mouse hole. Remember,
yes,
Jack
it was.
Named
and
that whole,
be,
I dressed up.
Yeah.
He said, "Man, you sure you want to mess with that field?" I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna put some pits in there. It's right in the flyway. I think I'll do good."
Yes.
Well, I did.
You did. You'd be hunting a Mickey Mouse and then the 66. So that I remember that one day in January in 1997, a group went in there it wasn't me. It was a group on a Saturday went in there and shot four banded pintails. And that blind, you know, you could hunt it. You could just it's just a pintail magnet. And then on Sunday, group went in there and shot three with three banded pintails. And then I went in there on a Monday with a group and we only had, and there was really nothing else, in the marsh, but pintails. And so I had six guys and we went in there and shot 18 pintails and killed another band. So there were eight bands in that one, pit in a 3-day span, all pintails. And that's how I remember 1997, you know, but that was the last time, you know, but then it's going to be a game changer, you know, especially for, you know, the coastal hunt, especially for the bay hunters, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. That's where you get them.
Port O'Connor to Rockport.
To, yeah.
Oh, man. That's that's a game changer up on the prairie, too, you know, El Campo, Wharton. And,
sure.
And, man, what a game changer.
Especially water level fields. They love them water level fields.
Oh, they eat you up there. And there's so many times when you're up there, and I hunt up there during the middle of the week with some dear friends that just have some unbelievable ground up there, and we're all good shots, you know, you know, that first group, and a lot of times it'll just be three of us hunting it during the middle of the week, and man, you got 50 pintails on top of you, you know, we're picking right out drakes, but I mean, you know, in the crossfire, sometimes you're going, golly, you know, you're just afraid that first time you shoot, because you kill one apiece, but when you've got 50 over the top of you, and then there's so many times we've watched, you know, groups of 150 over the top, 200. Oh, I mean, yeah. just beautiful. And I mean, but now, you know, that hunt's that's a 9 pintail hunt, you know, with three guys now. And I mean, shoot, that's a game changer.
That'll be cool, yeah. Looking to see straps of Bull Sprigs, man.
Oh, Bull Sprigs, man. Yep.
You know, so, speaking I'm of kind of anxious. I think I killed more bands hunting that ranch than anywhere I've ever hunted. There's something about
all mine.
Know, and geese, too.
Yeah.
You know,
and geese, too.
I killed a speckle belly one time. He looked like Mr. T. He had a neck band and then two leg bands. Triple banded bird.
I look on my call lanyard with all the bands I had, too, and, you know, you can kind of see how they were worn. But, I mean, even when I was so young, you know, I didn't know what I was doing back then, you know, with all those bands and stuff that I was killing out there, you know. Just what a cool place, you know. Golly, Chambers County. Oh, just that marsh in Chambers County and the surrounding marshes around Fitzgerald's.
Those were the days, weren't they? Man,
I just don't think – and I, you know, we knew what we were doing, but you step back at an old age and you really realize now, man, that was absolutely world class.
It was.
I mean,
we had tons of giant trout and tons of ducks and geese.
And you'd get back there in that marsh, and buddy, if you got any kind of fog or any kind of southeast wind, and those geese were back there roosting. I mean, I can't tell you, just a little snotty-nosed kid in college, you know, me rolling back there and shooting 20 ducks and 30 geese and thought, oh, well, that's just another day. No, that ain't just another day. People, no, you know, they've never seen that before, you know, and how many times have I done it since then? It just hasn't happened because, you know, you don't have the opportunity. Those geese don't get back there anymore. They don't, you know, I've done it a few times here in Matagorda, but it would have been, you know, 10 years ago, but when we had more geese, but we just don't, you know, the geese don't roost in the marsh because we just don't have the numbers anymore, but we just didn't know what we had. Oh, man.
Best one I ever had was back there, 36 ducks and 68 geese, one hunt.
1994.
And they wanted to go after we got a limit of ducks. I said, man, we're going to be out here early. I said, man, look at this fog rolling in. Let's give it another hour and see if, you know, those geese get up off the roost, man. We may tear them up. Well, we were past shooting them geese in the fog like it was just raining, just, you know, white cranes. Sky
cars. I showed up one I showed up one January morning out there hunting for Jackie Ray, and he had all these taxidermists from this is 1994, and he had all these taxidermists from Wisconsin that came down. And of course, everybody know how good taxidermy Jackie Ray Inman was.
Oh, he's the best bird guy ever, man. Nobody could do a bird like Jack Inman.
So he had all these, guys in, and they wanted to shoot bull spoonies because they were in full plumage in January, and they wanted to take them back. And we get there, and I mean, it is just like it does in Chambers County in January, just soup. I mean, just you can't see the edge of your car when you get down there.
East wind at about 10 and solid sea fog, baby. Nothing better.
Yep. And we're sitting up there at the parking lot, and he's trying to tell them, look, man, we're not going to shoot any ducks today because it's fog too thick. But we got a bunch of snow geese back there in the marsh, and he's trying to convince them, we want to shoot spoonies. Jack told him, look, we're going to shoot snow geese today because that's all we're going. So we did, and split them up. And he was on the back side of the reservoir, and I was over there by that old mallard hole. And I had all I had out was 50 shells. That's all you needed. And then he was about 500 yards from me off the corner over there by Leggett's. And they were roosting, I think, in Leggett's and then coming out to us. And holy moly. And and they didn't really get going to about 8 o'clock. And when, you know, that was 10 bird days back then.
Yeah.
And man, so there was like 12 of us. And when the smoke cleared, it finally cleared at like 11:30. and you know, we had all our snows, but then when the smoke cleared and you look up and you're coming out of the marsh, you see all these little white dots out there that we'd never knew that fell, you know. And there was probably another 30 to 40 geese that were in the marsh that we never picked up because we couldn't see them, you know.
Right.
And so we rode out there with 120 geese, you know, and just one of those magical days that never, you know, probably never see again.
No.
That was something else. Something else. Burn that marsh and all that green would come up to that marsh and those geese would get in there.
Them geese would get in there like weed eaters, man.
Haul those geese up to DJs and hand cumber and just start handing them out.
Yep.
Handing them out to the locals. It was something else. 1994. Yeah, I tell you, it was really something growing up in Chambers County.
It really was. Remember, I used to take Mickey Ray and Sean to school there in Barbers Hill, man, and the whole way from my house all the way to the school. Just solid roosted geese.
Solid geese.
Both sides of the highway. I'm going, oh, they're really both sides of the highway? To school today. They're wanting to go goose hunting instead of going to school.
No, and that's right. And all those rice fields were surrounding the school. And I've told this before too, you know, we'd have the Pledge of Allegiance and prayer on Monday morning there at the flagpole. And those geese would be coming off the roost and coming right ahead high over the school, you know, and you're supposed to be at attention, you know, you know, back when we prayed, read the Bible at school and back when we said the Pledge of Allegiance and gathered around the flagpole back in the good old days, you know.
Where did that go? It's all gone now, man.
Yep. So, yeah, that was there. There was a lot of rice fields right around Barbers Hill Independent School District right there. We just thought it was normal, you know. We just thought it was normal. All that stuff where that HEB is and all those ball fields are now around Barbers Hill.
Remember the giant deer I used to see off the – there was that tree line down that canal over there.
Yep.
And that was after it had been cleared. And late in the evening, you'd drive through there and go over I-10 and you'd look to the left, you know, going down Eagle Drive, and you'd see so many deer out at the edge of those trees coming out late in the evening. And I mean some big bucks, too. Nice deer.
Yeah, a lot of them being back up Sun Oil Road and come back this way.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, I mean, run up and down Sun Oil Road. Just didn't know. Didn't know what we had.
Yeah, all that property now.
Still country boys.
Eagle Drive and 565, that's all subdivisions now.
All subdivisions.
And that used to be loaded with game. Loaded. Not anymore.
Loaded with concrete.
It's like little
concrete and shingles
that way. Yeah. Never thought I'd live to see it. What's even worse down on my end, you know, the south end of Tri-City Beach Road, that Cedar Crossing complex, it's just expanded into, and it ain't even got started yet from what they've got projected. It's unbelievable.
I used to get off and, there in the 90s, early 90s, and I'd mow all that stuff out there by your house for Mike Dunn and Mary Dunn, a real
right.
estate site.
Yeah.
He'd put me on a shredder, and I'd mow all that bayfront stuff, you know, to keep it and just kind of manicure it up. And man, I just sit out there and just watch birds work over the top of the reef, you know, Beasley's and Dowell's and all that, and just sit out there and, you know, man, what a life. What a life. Yeah, we were sweating and working hard, but I mean, that was pretty good scenery to work on, you know.
It was.
Right on the bayfront.
I've lived on that bay all my life out there, man. It's just, I never thought I'd live to see it change this drastically. Oh,
yeah,
well.
Sir. There's still some good times.
Oh, just there is.
Good times to be there had. Is.
We just got to.
It's just shrinking on us.
The most of it is what you got to work with these days.
You do. You do. I'm pretty blessed to still have some really precious marsh and like I said,
we really are.
Things are changing and waterfowl habitat is shrinking, but man, I'm very blessed to have what I have, and we take care of it, and it looks, it's still, you can get away from the concrete and you go, you know, it's just one of those spots, and it's just a good piece of dirt, good piece of marsh, and it produces, you know, you can't stay on it. You got to watch how you hunt it, and you got to, really take care of things and keep pressure to minimum, but man, it really produces. And, it's a lot like Chambers County. It's a lot like home. So very, very fortunate to be able to have that place.
We need to take care of what we have left, what little bit's left, man. I mean, fish habitat, animal habitat, everything. It's shrinking. We're losing it.
It is.
Faster than you think. All right, Bink. Well, hey, man, it's always good talking to you. You brought back a lot of memories bringing up all that duck hunt stuff out there, man. We were sick. We were a bunch of mud rats. Anyway, hey, if somebody wants to come hang out with you, stay in your lodge, or go fishing or hunting with you, give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
Yeah, MatagorToSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. And things are looking up down here in Matagorda, real estate-wise and everything. It's going to be a good fall, so give us
good
a holler.
Deal. All right. Three sprigs a day. Oh, baby.
Three sprigs a day. That's what I can't wait.
Well, Bink, have a good Sunday. Always good talking to you. I'll talk to you next week, brother. All right. See
okay.
you now. All right. All right, that's Bink Grimes. Man, I've known him since, man, he was just a little kid coming out there hunting with us. A lot of fun. All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.